Proclamation number 6613 of 5th of August, 1956. Feeding the truth. God's will be done. You can only ever be assured that I will convey the truth to you if you desire it. I don't want you to walk along in darkness. I always want to kindle a light for you. That is, I want to correct every untrue thought, every misguided teaching. I want to counter them with the pure truth so that you will become enlightened and correctly recognize me myself as well as my reign and activity. Because I nevertheless want you to learn to love me, but I will never be able to win your love as long as you form a different idea of me through wrong teachings or wrong concepts, which therefore does not correspond to the truth. I want your love. And you will only love me when you recognize me as a supremely perfect being which in itself is love, wisdom and might in unsurpassable measure. But every false teaching makes you somehow doubt my perfection, for it will either question my love or my wisdom or omnipotence. For this reason I oppose them with the truth, even if you cannot penetrate all depths of it, but I myself will not submit anything to you which could contradict the pure truth, of which you should always be certain. For I love you with the omnipotence of divine love, and this love of mine also guarantees you good gifts. But often the pure truth will also be incomprehensible to you because your soul is not yet receptive to it, because it cannot yet judge correctly due to its still deficient development. Nevertheless, you should believe that I correspond to the will and desire for truth and will not let you be misled if bad forces have this intention. You will indeed always be harassed by such forces, but they will not be able to work against me if I have made the plan to convey the truth to humanity and have chosen a person whom I deem suitable for this purpose. Otherwise the transmission of truth would be impossible, but the end time urgently requires the purification of the already very deformed teaching. Therefore you humans can accept without any doubt what is conveyed to you, for as soon as you are only willing to live in truth you will certainly reject untrue goods, but you will also always recognize my gifts as truth. Only entrust yourselves to me with complete faith that I will not let you fall prey to my adversary's cunning and trickery. As long as you want to serve me he cannot harm you and it is impossible for him to approach you because your will hinders him. Yet I also occasionally test the strength of your faith in me and my word, because I demand unconditional faith from you in order to then be able to bestow gifts upon you which seem unusual and yet only require strong faith. But the slightest doubt makes it impossible for me because I don't want to force your faith. There are no limits to you if you want to penetrate the deepest depths of wisdom. But a faith which has not yet reached full strength sets its own limits. And therefore I can only ever provide you with spiritual knowledge according to your faith, yet you can accept what I give you as purest truth and thus also represent it to your fellow human beings. For I truly have all means at my disposal to prevent the acceptance of misguided spiritual knowledge if I want to convey the pure truth to humanity, because this is urgently necessary in the last days before the end. For many people are blind in spirit, many are seduced by unscrupulous leaders, although their own will allowed it. But all people shall have the opportunity to also take notice of the pure truth which comes directly from me. And therefore it shall also be able to be guided to earth. Thus I oppose my enemy's cunning and deceitfulness with my power, and I can use it where a person fully gives his will to me. And there I will resist my adversary to push forward, and he will have to obey me because the human being's will belongs to me. I will guide the truth to earth, and what I will comes to pass. And never will my adversary succeed in extinguishing or dimming a light which I myself have kindled on earth. Amen.